This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I was disappointed this morning when I saw that George Springer had signed with the Blue Jays. But Met fans that have called up today, losing their minds, tend to forget that last offseason, you know, you think about Brody Van Wagenen and what he did, you know, in trading away the Mets' top prospect for a washed-up steroid cheat who's had an albatross contract and one of the stone worst relievers we had ever seen. He's going to the bargain bin.
He got better, though, this year than he was the previous year.
Great. So. They missed the playoffs, the Marlins.
I know, but he got better.
Okay. You know, he brings in the bargain bin pitchers and Porcello and Waka, and he's trying to create depth in the rotation. It was just horrendous what they were trying to do. And this offseason, you get the second best catcher on the market. The other guy's going to get $100 million. I mean, the Phillies are still haggling with JT Realmuto. Like, come on. So they get a guy who they believe is going to be a solid catcher. It's an upgraded catcher at a decent price. They trade for a superstar and another really good starting pitcher. They are not done yet, by the way. They've added to the bullpen with Trevor May. They may add again to the bullpen. And Met fans are losing their minds, calling Wilpon-esque. Stop! It's not even anywhere near Wilpon-esque. I mean, it's a totally different regime, man.
Well, by the way, he also bought the team for $2.4 billion in the midst of all of this. I mean, there's a lot of craziness. This has been a lot. You know, there has been a lot that has gone on in the last 6 months for the Mets.
Of course. Springer would have been great. He would have been. But you're talking about a 31-year-old guy, got a 6-year deal, and that, I mean, takes him to 37. I don't know exactly when his birthday is. You know, making $150 million, which doesn't happen a lot in free agency in Major League Baseball anymore.
Well, if he leads the league in hitting and hits like 35 dingers up there in Toronto, then, you know, we'll all be eating crow down here. Rob in New Jersey. Rob, what's happening?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right. Hey, what's going on, brother?
No, I totally agree with you guys. I mean, Springer was part of that whole scandal last year. Who knows? He could be on the downside of his career for the next 6 years. I mean, if you go get Brad Hand, you go get another starting pitcher or Kiki Hernandez, I saw was rumored, and Jackie Bradley Jr., I'm happy with the offseason. I'm happy to be a Met fan. This is a great time, and why are we bugging out about this?
Yeah, I don't know. What are the results of the poll? Good call, Rob. What are the results of the poll so far there, Al? Do we have any results?
Yeah, they're actually very surprising results, I thought. Let me get you the exact ones here. I asked, if you are a Mets fan, are you upset they didn't get George Springer? 67% no biggie.
Well, there you go.
Only 33% are upset.
How many people have voted on your poll?
1,400 so far, which means we've got a solid poll. It is not likely to change very much, no matter how many more votes we get.
Yeah, I mean, so we have what we call a loud minority here on the phones. It seems like there is a silent majority on Twitter saying that not a big deal.
It's okay. You know what? It's called freedom of speech. It's all right. Fine.
It's okay.
People can feel the way they want.
It's okay. Let's go to Pete in Deer Park. What's going on, Pete?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Pete. What's happening, brother?
I'm just chilling out. I don't think this is a big blockbuster deal that they lost. This guy's going to be a waste. He was a cheater, once a cheater, always a cheater. That whole team got away with cheating. And they don't. None of them deserve a big contract. There's no garbage can covers at City Field. Get somebody else.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't worried about that so much, the cheating part of it. I mean, Springer to me was a gamer.
We wanted him. He's a local kid, and he's a great baseball player, and he would have made our team better. There's no question about that.
Yeah, so, but there is going to be people like Pete in Deer Park, who was just chilling out this morning, which is nice that he's just chilling out, that are going to bring that part up. All right, Mike, all the way out in California. What's going on, Mike? How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
All right, good, Mike, man. What's happening today?
I'm doing excited to see about who the new GM will be. There's so many different.
Well, nobody this year, Mike. Sandy Alderson said yesterday they're not going to replace the Jared Porter role this year.
So it'll just be Alderson taking all the control like he was going to do anyway.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so I've worked in different sports and teams through the years. I just think it's really weird how, I mean, it's Yu Darvish was the pitcher, and she was a Japanese reporter. It's pretty clear if anyone wants to look into it. But as far as these different reporters that ESPN seems to have, you know, Time, Spain, Beetle, I don't even know if she's still there. They're all very forward with people, and I wouldn't say that they're sending lewd texts to anyone, but, you know, it's how they're getting these reports and passing, just kind of being their front man always.
Mike, what are you trying to say? Because you're beating around a very strange bush here that I don't know where you're going, so can you just say it as opposed to implying what you're trying to say?
Yeah, to get access to teams and to get access to players and to get access and move up.
Are you telling me that there are female reporters in the business that use sexuality to get stories? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
To accuse people of that is really sort of sexist. It is chauvinistic. If you have a specific example of something like that going on that is documented that you'd like to refer to, that's one thing. To just say that a woman who is in this business uses her anything about her physically to try to get a story is just horrendous and offensive.
You know,
so
I say it a lot that sometimes freedom of speech leads to freedom of stupidity.
I mean,
let's change the subject for a second. Mike in Sayreville. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, Al, you think the results of your poll might change after midnight? Hey, Theo, yesterday you were talking about auras. Your aura in reality, I get it's no good, but your cartoon version,
yeah.
You dominate Boomer in the CBS cartoon version.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, CBS Sports Network could maybe put those cartoons up. You know who has the best cartoon aura is Eddie Scazzeri, without a doubt. It's got the best cartoon aura. And by the way, Mike, listen, my aura in the very beginning of working with Boomer was lacking. I have made significant strides in aura. And I'm not quite there yet. I'm not there yet, and I'm never going to reach Boomer's aura. But if you want to compare, I can only compare myself to myself with this. And 2018 Geo aura to 2021 Geo aura, it's significant. Like, it's we're talking.
Boy, I would get that tattoo. I would get the Boomer and Geo cartoon, the cartoon characters on my back for during your summer show. That's how much I like that aura.
Oh, wow, Mike.
Yeah.
There it is. It's up there on CBS Sports Network now. Yeah, I would say that my aura is better than Boomer's there, but Eddie's is by far the best cartoon aura.
Eddie looks like John Travolta in that.
He looks like Fabio is what he looks like.
Right, he is dripping aura.
Well, and I asked this fellow, hey, what about my cartoon aura? He's out on the ponytail. No good.
Oh, really? I mean, I'm sorry. The way that it's draped around your neck like that
Al looks like Jim Carrey in The Mask.
He does. He absolutely does.
100%.
Yeah. Jerry sort of looks like a feisty defense attorney that you would hire if things went south.
Yeah. I just have an enormous head.
And they made it more blonde and gray, which I appreciate.
And your chin in that thing is...
Oh, yeah. Like, where did that come from? I'm wearing a chin diaper now so you can't see my soft chin. But
your chin is even nothing like Boomer's chin in his cartoon.
I got a very strong chin. Jerry has a very strong chin.
In his cartoon, yeah. I look like Colin Farrell. If I could swap how I actually look with that cartoon look, I would.
You
do
like
it
that cartoon look?
I'd love to look like that in real life.
Really?
100%.
I'm with G. Same for me.
How do you feel about your cartoon look, Al?
Same here. I would swap out for that guy. That guy looks muscular, confident, strong jawline.
He looks like Salah.
Sala.
Sala.
No, it's Sala.
Sala.
Yeah. Sala. Sala.
Yeah, so like do what Jerry does.
Right.
Holla for Sala.
Right, got
that's,
it.
That's got how it. You do it. Okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
We're going to put you in that sauna blanket at some point, Jerry?
This is what I'm told next week.
Okay, very good. So it's on its way, the sauna blanket.
Yeah, the sauna blanket's on its way, and we'll have Jerry all set up with this next week at some point.
All right, great. So we'll put him in there for, what, an hour?
An hour.
Yeah, about an hour. And you got to, you know, I'm telling you, you have to wear sweats in there. You cannot
no worries.
Go in there, like with a T-shirt or anything else, you'll burn yourself. It's so hot.
Okay.
Right, so no nudity.
No nudity.
That'd be a little strange thing to do as well in the office for you
Agreed.
To be completely nude at some point.
You know what's funny you say that?
Yeah.
Well, not really. But so what was it? Last week, I guess, I wanted to change my shirt. I didn't like the shirt I was wearing.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there in the there's no one in the newsroom. Mm-hmm. So I had a shirt, a brand new shirt to my right that was still in plastic. I'm like, you know, let me just throw this on. I'm like, there's no one here who's going to see me. The second I took my shirt off, Billy Jackalone walks in.
Yeah.
I mean, the timing, you got to be kidding me. I don't know if he saw or not, but I thought that was kind of funny. But
sitting
no.
there taking pictures. And
you know, I'm just so
them.
Glad and so proud of you for getting rid of those yellow shirts you used to wear. You remember those yellow college shirts you used to wear?
I still wear them.
No.
My yellow button down?
No, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Matter of fact, maybe I'll wear that at Penn State tomorrow night just for you, and I'll take a picture.
Well, good. Let the people at Penn State see it.
It's like the Bumblebee look. I like that yellow shirt.
Yeah,
It's a beautiful Jeffrey Bean shirt.
And I don't know I what it black is, tie. But you look like a high school
like
history teacher. Or you could be like the biology teacher. All you need is the pens and the pocket.
So you're anti-yellow.
Yes. That particular yellow, I don't mind
it's
yellow.
It's yellow. Wait, that particular yellow.
Yeah,
that's a funky yellow.
A funky yellow? Like what, a mustard yellow?
He's like, no, it's
not
like a
really.
Lemon yellow.
It's a very nice yellow? Shirt.
It looks lemony.
All right, you know what? That's the shirt tomorrow night.
I feel like that in the summertime, you could pull that off, a lemon yellow shirt
next
in the summertime.
You know, he's going to walk in here with a short sleeve yellow shirt on.
No, I'm not. I don't like short sleeve button downs. I think they look terrible.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll wear the yellow shirt tomorrow or Friday on the show.
Oh, please don't.
So please we need to don't. Get a scale for you, too, with this sauna blanket to see how much.
Oh, I'm a pig right now.
Oh, you don't want
to
do that?
I can't wait to get in this thing.
Oh, okay. I was just going to see how much. If you don't want to disclose your weight.
Oh, I don't care. Right now, I'm like the heaviest I've been in 5 years. I'm like 190.
Really?
Yeah, 190, I think.
Yeah, I just want to see how much weight you lose in that sauna blanket, all that water.
I plan to get out at 174.
Yeah, squeezed out of you. That'd be incredible.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Jerry, what do you got for us?
George Springer will be a Blue Jay. He will not be a Met. 6 years, 150. That's what we woke up to this morning. A couple of odd days with the Mets. We wake up to them basically having to fire their GM because of what we learned when we woke up yesterday morning. And today we find out that they lose out on George Springer. But as Al's poll results do show, and even I'm surprised. I would have thought it would have been slightly in favor of the Met fan being annoyed. I didn't think it'd be crazy, but I didn't think that it would be two-thirds the Met fan. See ya. So how about that? Speaking of the Mets, Sandy Alderson did meet the media after they let go of Jared Porter. I'll give you just a couple of clips. One, they had to get rid of him.
When I came here, my goal was to put a good team on the field and change the culture. And we're not going to be able to do that, change the culture, unless we have very strict and well-understood approach to these kinds of situations.
And so that's the move they make, as expected. How did Porter explain this when they sat down with him?
There was no explanation. It was really a recounting of what happened. You know, he was apologetic. He was remorseful. He took responsibility, etc.
And that was it. And so I don't know when he'll be employed ever again in Major League Baseball, but he is no longer employed by the Mets. That we do know. Don Sutton passed away. The Hall of Famer was 75. 756 career starts as he pitched. I think he was 43 when he retired. 324 wins. I like in 1986 and 87. This is his first year was 69, right? Or maybe 66. I got to check that. 66 was his first year. I'm sorry. So in 1986, 21 years down the road and 22 years down the road, he made 34 starts and 35 starts.
God.
It's unbelievable when you look at the way it is today. So sad news there. Basketball wise, Sean Marks with Carton and Roberts on the Fan today at 3 p.m.
Nice.
I'm sure he'll be talking a lot about the trade and Kyrie Irving, who will be back. At least we expect him to be back tonight against the Cavaliers. Went through practice, did work out with the team yesterday.
I wonder if Sean Marks heard the Evan Roberts dribble, 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 fat. Soundbite, because that would be a great one to play for him.
I gotta believe that Craig and those guys will play.
That's what I'm saying. I just wonder if Sean Marks had heard it already, or this interview will be the first time he hears it. Because either way, it'll be funny.
I know the dribble, dribble, dribble thing has been something throughout the NBA, you know, fan base or the NBA world. So that's not a shock. It's the fat.
Yeah.
That might surprise him. And knowing Craig, he'll put Evan in that spot and say, hey, Big Mac, play it.
Yeah, for sure.
Here's Kyrie yesterday talking about getting back on the basketball court and what he's trying to get done here.
When I'm out here playing, it's continuing to leave knowledge with these guys and commit to something, like I always say, bigger than ourselves.
Now, he also...
Wait, what is that?
What's that?
What did he just say? Could you play it again?
You heard it, yeah.
When I'm out here playing, it's continuing to leave knowledge with these guys and commit to something, like I always say, bigger than ourselves.
Mm-hmm. All right, so he's talking about playing for the team and playing as a team member, right? Is that right?
It's not about the individual, right?
No, during his time, he spoke a lot about the team, the organization, the community, and trying to do better in the world. That was the scope of his 15 minutes. Here was the message to the fan base after missing the last seven games.
The fans out there, want to apologize to them as well. You know, my commitment has always been to bringing something special to Brooklyn.
Now, here he is why he needed time away.
When things become overwhelming in life, you know, you just got to take a step back and realize what's important. And I love to play. That's never been questioned. I've committed myself, you know, when this wasn't even a thing for me.
And I think what he means by that, because he was talking about making all the money and having the fame and playing at the professional level. I think that's what he meant there when he said this wasn't even a thing for me. He says, lots happening.
You know, I'm a hometown kid, so, you know, things hit a little different when, you know, family or personal stuff going on. And that's up to me to handle that as a man.
And this is the answer to the question that I mentioned to you last hour. How do you fit in now that James Harden's here?
It's really exciting. You know, just to be able to play with great players that have, you know, just been here in the league for a while, have been through ups and downs, the peaks and valleys.
So Kyrie, Harden, and Durant tonight against the Cavaliers and Jared Allen. Meantime, another former Net, his name is Caris LeVert, he does believe that the trade could have saved his life because of the physical he went through. It obviously showed something, and they found out he has a mass, I think it's his left kidney. He is still in a holding pattern, too, in terms of what he does next.
I haven't got anything removed yet. Like I said, we're still waiting for, you know, some more results and things like that to see what's next. We don't know if it's cancerous yet. But like I said, we're still waiting for some of the results.
Have you guys read the stuff this poor kid has gone through in his life already?
Yep.
It is. I mean,
yep.
His father passed away at a young age. I think his mom has MS. He had the horrible injury last year or a couple of years ago, whatever. It is just one thing after the next for him.
Just think of how fortunate he is that he found out about this.
No question. Absolutely right. Nuggets beat the Thunder 119-101, and the Jazz hit 21 threes and beat the Pelicans 118-102. NFL Championship Weekend. Packers and Bucks, Chiefs and Bills. Chiefs and Bills on CBS, of course. Here's Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show. He was asked how the season's been for him.
I've been a lot happier the last year. Like, my life is my perspective, my mentals.
His mentals. Yeah.
Ever since I dumped Danica, things have been so much clearer in my life, and I still don't talk to my family, so everything is great.
So I guess that hiring of Matt LaFleur was pretty good.
I guess it's worked out.
Yeah. You know, if you look back to when Matt LaFleur was hired by the Packers and look at the talking heads, what they said, and you compare it to what they have accomplished together over the last 2 years, it's actually sickening.
Sickening.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I mean, nobody ever, like, you talk about checks and balances.
Oh, yeah. There's no accountability. No, none.
God.
Please.
And that's why the only reason I did that, as I said to you guys earlier this morning, the reason I did that was because this whole notion that Deshaun Watson should have something to do with who's being hired as the GM down in Houston and who they should hire as coach to coach him. Like, he's the only person on the team.
Yeah, I mean, that organization is a mess, but I don't think that the quarterback should be spoken to about who the general manager should be.
You know, is the organization really that much of a mess? They have hired a general manager who comes with a unbelievable reputation as a football evaluator and somebody who's been a part of that Patriot success and 6 Super Bowl rings. And he has been given the keys of the franchise, just like Joe Douglas has been given the keys here.
Okay, well, we'll see. It's just that the reports are that this thing spiraled out of control, that Cal McNair's out of his mind. He gave too much power to Jack Easterby. There's not a head coach candidate out there that even wants to coach the team.
Whatever Jack Easterby is doing, he is not controlling Nick Caserio. As a matter of fact, he was the one.
But they're friends.
Yeah, they're friends, but he was also saying, hey, bring Nick here and let him run the whole thing, and that's exactly what's happening. Problem with Houston is that they don't have a first-round draft pick, and that they are, at the moment, $20 million over today's salary cap, which would probably be, who knows, maybe $30 million over what the salary cap will be next year.
Less than ideal situation in Houston.
That's why you bring in somebody who can, figure it out and fix it.
Yeah, and trade the quarterback to the Jets, get some picks, start over.
It's been less than ideal for the Jets, but they officially do sign and hire their new head coach, Rob Saleh, who will do his introductory press conference tomorrow at 2 p.m., so we will finally hear from him as he can don the green and white. The Lions hire a former Jet, Aaron Glenn, as their new defensive coordinator. I heard their new GM, too, speaking about what they're going to do at Matthew Stafford. He did not answer the question. He just said he's got to go basically evaluate everybody on the roster and just talk about how good he's been.
So they directly asked him whether or not Matthew Stafford's going to be traded, and he wouldn't say one way or the other.
I do not know. I do not believe he did at all. Correct. Mm-hmm. Brad Holmes is his name.
Yeah, I still feel like, that if there is a guy out there that should complain, I would think it would be him.
Sure. I mean, that organization has always been...
It's been a revolving door.
Yeah. Below average.
I'll give you 18 seconds. Brad Holmes on Stafford.
Great player. And what you really appreciate is, I think the talent level is easy to see, but you really appreciate how his intangibles show on film. Just how urgent he plays, how competitive he is, the toughness that he shows. But it is my job to evaluate the entire roster.
So we'll see. Maybe Matthew Stafford be
sounds
free
like
up.
He already evaluated Matthew Stafford.
It sounded like it, right?
Yeah.
As we heard last hour from Al, Sarah Thomas, not Paulson, will be the first female to be an official in the Super Bowl. So that's very cool. And I want to apologize because I, the last couple of hours I played a devil highlight and they've been kind of long and lengthy when I usually shorten them up.
Yeah.
Now, I do figure if I'm going to play long and lengthy, hell, I might as well give you all four.
Miles with a shot off the glove of Georgiev. Back and they score. It is Travis Zajac off the glove of Georgiev. It's loose behind him, and they score. And it's Jack Hughes. Possible breakaway. Hughes moving in. Backhand scores. Jack Hughes goes 5-hole. Hughes moves in. Sends one in front. They score. Tic-tac-toe. Miles Wood, and it's 4-2.
There you go.
Tic-tac-toe to Rangers blow.
Highway to the
Ranger Zone.
That would have been epic if Matt Lachlan said tic-tac-toe and the Rangers.
And Chico rests so like, you're damn right there, Matty.
Oh, that would have been true. Anyway.
Yeah, fourth... you're fun now, boys.
Well, yeah, well, you know what? You got to take it when we can get it, you know?
Enjoy it.
Jack Hughes had his imprint all over this game. He had a couple of goals. They wound up winning 4-3, despite the fact that the Rangers had 50 shots on goal, 47 saves for McKenzie.
You know what's good about Jack Hughes now? You can see in his second year that he's fully all in. Like, he gets it. He understands where he fits, and he's let it all go. Like, he's not holding back. He's not thinking. He's just playing, you know, smart and, you know, intelligent kind of intuition-like hockey, which is what you want from all your players.
Yeah. No question about it.
Eddie was just reminding me when we had Jack Hughes in here. You were actually off that day. It was Jerry and me hosting. He came in, and I was like, so where's your dad?
He was like a child, wasn't he?
I was
put on 15 pounds this offseason, knew that he needed to put on weight, was in the gym and on the ice, according to Joe Micheletti last night, because I wasn't listening to the Devil feed. I was listening to the Ranger feed, that he basically put the effort in. He's dedicated. He dedicated himself to be a better player, and it showed up.
Did they get rid of John Gianone on MSG? I saw Michelle Gangren. Was that her name? So I don't know if you.
She's a newer.
Is Gianone not do that anymore?
I don't know if he's a host. I don't know if he's still there. I'm not really sure, but I know that she's new now.
Yes,
and she does the in between interviews.
Right, exactly. Number three, Villanova beat Seton Hall. I think there was a late foul called in this game, put them to the line. They wound up winning 76-74. Would have been a big win for the Pirates, but they come up 2 points short. And we mentioned last hour, Tiger Woods, another back surgery, and so he is definitely out for Torrey Pines and Riviera. This is his fifth back surgery now.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I just saw this John Heyman tweet that bothered me, and I know that he's had some issues with some people around here. Him and Al got into a spat once. I think he blocked our friend Sal Licata for something that he said. So Heyman's a little feisty. He's got a little bit of an edge. I just didn't like the way that this was worded with one of his tweets. Last night he said, Mets were in pretty strong on Kike Hernandez when they had a GM. Hard to say where things stand now. Like, when they had a GM, is that really necessary? They were in on him when they had a GM. Sandy Alderson's been running this thing from the beginning. By the way, they didn't have that GM when they were doing deals to begin with. Trevor May was a guy, he came in, and even the McCann deal, I believe, most of that was done before Jared Porter was even here. So this when they had a GM thing just felt to me like it was implying like, oh, look at the Mets and their rudderless ship, and oh, what are they going to do now? Like, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but that pissed me off.
I don't know. It kind of sounds like you're going to get into it with John Heyman now.
I don't know.
Little edge that you bring, just like you and Al. Al and Heyman and Licata and Heyman. Now it's Gio and Heyman.
Well, I mean, I just didn't like that. Am I reading that wrong? Like, when they had a GM.
Al, what do you think? You're a big Heyman hater.
No, I like him. We've gone back and forth, but he has not blocked me, and he still responds to some of my tweets, so I think we're good. But yeah, it does sound a little passive-aggressive behavior.
When they had a GM.
When they had a GM. Yeah. That was yesterday.
Right. I was like, stop.
Jesus. And by the way, it is being reported, and it is confirmed that Philip Rivers is retiring.
Yeah, that's right. Philip Rivers hanging it up. That was the other thing. So 17 seasons, no longer a starting quarterback in the NFL. And then the Hall of Fame discussions will start.
So is your buddy in the Deshaun Watson market?
I don't think that Houston would trade Deshaun Watson to Indianapolis within the division. I think if Houston's going to trade him, he's going to determine where he wants to be traded because he has a no-trade clause in his contract. And, could it be San Francisco or could it, look, if I were a quarterback and you told me I could go to San Francisco, I don't know that they could fit him under the salary cap. I think they can get out from underneath Jimmy Garoppolo's number.
Yeah.
Man, and you got all those guys on defense coming back healthy next year. Remember, they had 30 guys on the injured list. That team's going to be really good. That team is, and they may be in the market for a quarterback, although, Kyle Shanahan is playing his cards close to the vest. Indianapolis is now in the market for a quarterback of some sort, either a young guy or Carson Wentz or Matthew Stafford, or you know, they went all in with Philip this year and they got all the way into the playoffs. So I know my man Frank will be out there scouring the grounds for quarterbacks.
Yeah. So this is funny to me, just thinking about the quarterbacks now. So Philip Rivers, who goes toe-to-toe in the wild card round with the Bills, he does miss that one throw that would have been a touchdown on that fourth down. They're 11-5. You know, they go to the playoffs. He says it's just time to retire. And he played a good game. You know, played a good game.
Played a solid game. Yeah, it was fun. He had a really good year.
So he had a good year. He retires. Okay. Drew Brees takes his noodle arm into the divisional playoff round after beating the Bears. That should have hung tighter if Javon Wims didn't drop that ball. But they end up losing a game. He's going to hang it up. He is. He's going to NBC, the whole thing. You know that. So he's going to end up retiring.
Noodle arm.
Yeah, he took his noodle arm to the divisionals, and that was right. That. So
you're calling him.
He has it, yeah. Okay. So the noodle arm is he's going to retire. But it's not me.
Passing yards, touchdowns, playoff wins, winning
right,
seasons.
Right, but at this point in his career, he can't do it anymore.
Noodle arm. Yeah,
it's over now. It's over now.
Played until he was 42.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So it just furthers my point that it's a noodle arm time and he's time to retire. But Ben Roethlisberger, who gets his ass handed to him by the Cleveland Browns, absolutely embarrassed, picks, you know, the bad snaps weren't his fault, but just a mess. He's coming back with a cap number of $45 million. Well, like, Ben, read the room here, buddy. It's over.
If he's coming back, they'll have to obviously do something about his salary because that They kept pushing it down. They may need him to stay there another year so they can add another couple of years onto the contract. You have to understand. You know, it was like Alex Smith coming back for the Washington football team. If he didn't come back, their dead cap hit was going to be enormous because of the guaranteed money they gave him. Not only did he do himself right by coming back and playing because that's what he wanted in his heart, he also did the Washington football team right by coming back and playing and making sure that that salary cap hit was legitimate and they had it budgeted. You see, that's why I think he'll come back for another year because of the guaranteed money.
He's not going to be any good, though. I mean, he had a good half a season, the second half of the season.
You mean Alex?
No. I'm talking about Ben now
at this point. Okay.
So Ben had a good first half of the season. I even talked about how you could tell the difference between last year and Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges, and Ben comes back and they're winning games. And then it dropped off very quickly for him. And the defense, I know some guys got hurt, but it's just you look around that draft class, he's the only one standing with Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers and him. So it just feels like it's about time to move on, isn't it? The way that he played in the second half. Like, if there isn't, you know, so Phillip Rivers' quote was to the San Diego Union Tribune, "It's just time."
Just felt like it was time.
Isn't there something that tells you when you get blown out by the Browns on your home field, a team you never lose to, that it's just time?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the way I feel about it. Whatever.
I know you're bothered by it.
All right, let's go to Chris in New Haven. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Gio, what's going on?
What's up, man? Good morning.
What's going on? First and foremost, I just got to thank you for your sacrifice and your grit to get Francisco Lindor and Queen.
Absolutely. You are welcome, Chris, anytime.
So the reason I'm calling, obviously the Springer news, I'm a Mets fan. I'm not as upset as everyone else, but because I think there's some other options, some other routes we can go here. Marcelo Ozuna is still out there. I mean, he'd probably do a 2-3 year deal. Brantley, too. That's another outfielder. There's options. So, I mean, I just want to know what you guys thought about those options.
So, all right. Jackie Bradley Jr. is a guy that we talked about. I would love a great defensive center fielder. He also had a big September offensively. He's not known as an offensive player, but he did finish the year very strong offensively. I mean, also, you got to remember that Conforto's contract is going to be up. And, you know, let's not forget that he's represented by Scott Boras. Scott Boras likes to take these guys to free agency, test all of that. So if you're planning on keeping Michael Conforto, who had his best year ever last year, then you have to think about that down the road. Could they upgrade at third base if they went a route of Jackie Bradley Jr.? Could they do something like that? I mean, there's other options without just going the free agency route in the outfield. So
it's certainly not the end of the world.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, and also, you know, I'd like to see them spend some money on, you know, potentially Brad Hand to bolster the bullpen. So it's the off season. You know, Boomer said it before. I don't want to rip his take off, but it's true. They're not done. The off season didn't end because George Springer signed with the Toronto Blue Jays. There's lots of other stuff that can happen. The Mets are in a position to make that happen. We'll have a clear picture at the end of it. But it's just so funny to me, the mentality of, like, you know, the Mets fan, how it switched so much.
Yeah, but, you know, I go back to the initial start of this whole new way that they were going to do things. When Steve Cohen basically announced, I'm buying the team and Sandy Alderson is going to be the face of the team, you know, for a short period, I felt good as a Met fan. I felt we were bringing back a guy who obviously knows the landscape, understands what's going on in baseball, understands how to run an organization. And I felt good about that. And we've already seen the remnants of it.
Yeah, I know. I think that what happened with Jared Porter is unfortunate. It's not going to sink him. The fact that George Springer went to the Blue Jays for more years and more money is unfortunate. I would have liked George Springer as a Met. It's not going to sink him. Like,
but you can't forget about the two players that they added from Cleveland. You just can't forget about that.
I don't know why.
It's not like they're not doing anything.
Right.
I mean, they've already added a catcher. They've already added Trevor May. I'm so sick and tired of talking about this morning for 3 hours.
Yeah, and then we got a vocal minority. Because on Twitter, it's a majority that said no big deal with the George Springer to the Blue Jays news. Our buddy Naff and Lawrence, the man who wants Mike Trout and Theo Epstein here as fast as possible. Hey, Naff, yes, what's up, man?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. Yes. You see, I want Trout and I want Epstein, but if they're not here, I'm happy with Stephen Cohen buying the team. I'm happy with the President Elderson, that, by the way, Mr. Heyman, he is the best general manager still at the Mets. He's not out. So be correct. I'm with you guys about everything you say. Now, Springer did not sign with us. That's okay, because the Mets have to show everybody a limit. You know, we can't pay everyone what he wants. So we're going to go to the next one. We're not done yet. You're going to see spring training start. We're going to have a beautiful team. And that will be the beginning of the dynasty. I don't blame the other callers that call you, because they are still under Wilpon syndrome. Which
the Wilpon syndrome, yes.
Schooled us how to think and how to everything. I don't blame them. But slowly they're going to get out of it. It will take time. It will take time. Now, about the center fielder, I want to ask you, gentlemen, your idea. There is four good other center fielders out there, either trade or either sign them. Either a Starling Marte from the Marlins. His next year is a free agent. We have a Bradley. And the guy from Oakland is not bad at all. I think in the beginning of the season, he was talking to him, to Oakland, Elderson. So I want your opinion, gentlemen.
All right, well, here's the deal, Naff. First of all, sunshines and rainbows. That's Naff.
Oh, yeah,
right,
for sure.
And I appreciate it. Everybody should have a little Naff in their life, just so they can smile a little bit.
Love Naff.
By the way, like Gio and I have been saying, they're not done yet. And again, if they are in the mix, Sandy Alderson, even under, you know, the Wilpon ownership, showed that he was willing and he could get a trade going. And, you know, maybe it fell into his lap when Cespedes came here and had that nice run that got the Mets into the World Series. But still, they can add at that point in time, too. And that could also be a player who is going to be a free agent, a rising free agent, and a rental player. So, but this, when the roster gets to hopefully what we believe is going to be a playoff run, it's not going to look anything like it is right now. I mean, the bulk of it will, but there will be pieces that are added to support the team. And before we get the spring training, that will be the case. And then once we get through the middle of the season, that will be the case.
Yeah, why don't you go out and sign Justin Turner to play third base? Think about that. Think he'll come back?
Yeah, I think the Dodgers...
still a free agent. They haven't re-signed him.
Yeah, I know, because they're trying to figure out what to do. Uh-huh. You know, they're trying to figure out themselves.
Go ahead and write that wrong. Put a championship player on the roster. Put him at third base. What do you think? That'd be something else, man. I tell you, everybody's talked about that, letting slip through your fingers.
Yeah, well, could Nolan Arenado end up there?
Oh, come on. What else are you trading? You gotta remember that's a trade.
Yeah, but you also have to remember that it's a big contract, and you know, if you want to refortify your minor league system, which the Dodgers have done unbelievably, which is what the Mets ultimately want to do. They want to become the East Coast version of the Dodgers.
I don't think they make another trade like that. I really don't. But I don't know. It remains to be seen. I mean, Lindor and Arenado in a trade, that would surprise the hell out of me.
Well, I'm not talking about the Mets. I'm talking about the Dodgers.
Oh, the Dodgers. Just, oh, going him going to the Dodgers and then, oh, Turner being loose. Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.